KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a sunny sky, clear sky, 52 degrees. We look forward to mostly sunny today, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak Thursday afternoon arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. 23-year-old Brandon Michael Borgmeyer of Red Oak was taken into custody on the felony offense and booked to the Montgomery County Jail with bond set at $10,000. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a man and woman were arrested on drug charges overnight Thursday and early this morning. At around 10 p.m. on Thursday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle in which James Hammerstrom of Villisca was a passenger. During the investigation, the canine Vaxo was deployed and gave a positive indication to the odor of narcotics. After further investigation, Hammerstrom was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, and he was additionally given a citation for having an open container of alcohol. At around 1:30 this morning, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Sycamore and 260th. During the investigation, the canine Baxo was again deployed on a vehicle and gave a positive indication to controlled substances. Upon further investigation, the driver of the truck, Kimberly Thompson of Corning, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Royalty for the 2018 Cass County Fair was crowned last night just outside the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. This year's contest had 8 individuals competing for king and 9 for queen. The candidates all got together for a preliminary group and individual interviews with judges Amanda Graham and Candy Erickson. And then on Thursday night, all the candidates were introduced to the crowd, and 4 finalists on each side were brought up for a little Q&A in front of the crowd. The judges then had a little time to make their final decisions. The 2018 Cass County Fair queen was crowned Emily Soigling. The daughter of Aaron and Dana Soigling. Emily is a member of the Cass County Rams 4-H Club and Atlantic FFA. She'll be joined in duties this week by Princess Nicole Iltz, the daughter of Tim and Carla Iltz. Miss Congeniality was Maya Rubio, the daughter of Roxanne Reina, Gustavo Rubio, and Freddie Martinez. The 2018 Cass County Fair King is Tyler Comas, the son of Chad and Teresa Comas. And Tyler is a member of the Atlantic FFA. Earning the title of Prince was Cale Pellet, the son of Brett Pellet and Lindsay Pellet. And Cale was also named Mr. Congeniality. In addition to the King and Queen contest, Little Miss and Mr. contest was held. There were 4 boys and 14 girls entered, in which a name is simply drawn from the entrance for each title. The 2018 Cass County Fair Little Miss is Eden Ohms, and the Little Mister is Keegan Greger. Activities continue today at the Free Cass County Fair in Atlantic. On the schedule is a beef weigh-in from 8 until 10 this morning. The rabbit show takes place in the indoor show ring and a horse show in the horse arena beginning at 9 a.m. 4-H exhibits open at the community center beginning at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, it's the dog show in the outdoor show ring. Then this afternoon, 3:30, it's the Clover Kids Animal Show in the outdoor show ring. At 5:30, it'll be the Share the Fun style show at the community center. The big events for tonight include mutton busting and the grandstand at 6:30, and at 8 o'clock, bull riding, also at the grandstand. Today's noon special at the fair food stand located just east of the commercial building is chicken and noodles. Don't forget to look for a chainsaw artist with carvings to be sold after the Parade of Champions Monday evening. There's also ride wristbands on sale this afternoon. And KJAN will be broadcasting live from the fair from 1 until 7 p.m., including our newscasts at 5 and 6:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office's 37-year-old April Marie Watson of Carson was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Thursday. She was taken into custody on a residence on Highway 92 in Pottawatomie County as part of a follow-up investigation. Watson was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, including a glass pipe, a multicolored bong, and a shot glass with residue in it. Also taken into custody was 40-year-old Jeremiah Victor Sapien of Council Bluffs. He was arrested after he turned himself into the Pott County Jail Wednesday. Sapien was wanted on a warrant for violation of probation. And a disturbance Wednesday night in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old Skyler Ray Kellogg of Council Bluffs. Kellogg was taken into custody for domestic assault with injury in connection with the alleged assault of his 26-year-old girlfriend, who suffered apparent minor injuries. In our funeral announcements this morning, Gladys Robinson, age 75 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Gladys Robinson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Diane Jackson, age 66 of Adele, died July 19th at her home. A celebration of life for Diane Jackson will be today beginning at 1 o'clock at the home of Larry and Dodie Davis at 29948. H Avenue in Adel. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Earlham is in charge of the arrangements. Also, Marianne Martins, age 89, of Walnut, died Monday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marianne Martins will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Dr. William Bill Dowd, age 91, of Long Beach, California, a native of Stewart, died January 12th in Long Beach. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Valda Kennedy, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Valda Kennedy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Tallman, age 86, of Reno, Nevada, died July the 6th. Memorial services for Donald Tallman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Bernard Woolwerding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Bernard Woolwerding will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Mary Havel, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Mary Havel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Menlo Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Delilah D. Bryles, age 72, of Atlantic, died July the 19th at the Griswold Care Center. Her family and friends are invited to gather and celebrate the life of D. Bryles tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eldon Osler, age 92, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. And as per his wishes, cremation has taken place and there are no services planned for Eldon Osler. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.